update on the war coming up in 30 minutes. I've got the huge Charlie Kirk news coming up next segment. But I want to spend some time now on Fauci. So to recap what I just said at the end of the hour and be very clear. Every time I post a video of Fauci in trouble or others being in trouble and their programs being exposed and their funding being cut, half the comments are, they'll never be indicted. Nothing's going to happen. You just believe all this stuff. Why do you keep trying to do this? We've destroyed them in the court of public opinion. There'll be a video of Bill Gates when he pops up once a year now, and there'll be 5,000 comments wanting him in prison and nobody's supporting him. And all their programs are getting in trouble and falling apart. There's all these civil lawsuits. They've got criminal stuff in India and the Netherlands. We're winning in the court of public opinion so they can't launch the next pandemic. Tedros admits nobody believes the WHO anymore. The WEF says everybody hates them. They've lost all trust. Their programs, their DEI, their ESGs, their carbon taxes are all falling apart because the public isn't buying it. And when they try their next lockdown, their next pandemic, they're going to run into a brick wall. The UN says they want to use disease X viruses for decades to bring in their control. They'd have us 6 feet apart and couldn't go to ball games. How did I predict all that? Because it's in the documents. Okay, so he is being destroyed in the court of public opinion. His lies are being exposed. He's and all the underlings and other eugenicist death cult members now see this happening and see that they don't get away with this like they used to in the court of public opinion. He has to hide out. He had 15 federal marshals illegally protecting him till Trump pulled him off of it. Okay, I'm not saying killing, even though he's killed millions of people. I'm saying that he is in a living hell now. And he's not arrogant anymore. And the rest of these criminals aren't. And so when we do get our government back, and we will, we have to, if he's still alive, he will be prosecuted. But regardless, we are destroying their credibility and we are neutering them. We're cutting them off at the legs. It's a huge success. We've saved so many lives exposing the poison shots. Record low people take the poison shots. We are winning big time. So I'm going to go to break with a compilation of him famously lying. They're going to come back with him taking the fifth and some powerful exchanges from the Senate hearings yesterday. This is coffin nails to their lies. This is kryptonite to their tyranny. This is incredible information. Share the live feed now. More coming up at the break, but here's the compilation right now.
Real world, the effectiveness of vaccines falls short of the original efficacy. That is not at all the case with the vaccines for COVID-19.
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective.
The mRNA vaccine, highly effective.
Extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease and virtually 100% efficacious.
Because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
All lies, all propaganda, all BS. It's important to continue to expose their lies. They hope we just forget this all goes away. It's not going away, the 30 million dead from the shots. None of it. The truth is coming out. We're never going to stop because this is their main push is medical tyranny, poison shots. We have to neuter them. We have to continue to expose them and never give up. And that's what we're doing. We also have compilations of him lying to Congress, saying no gain of function. He's been caught in all of it. And he was in contempt of Congress yesterday, taking the fifth. You're not allowed to when you have been pardoned. So it is beyond vital to continue to hammer them and hammer them and hammer them. And the people saying don't hammer them, give up, they'll never go to jail, are either evil or they're extremely low IQ. Or they just want to bitch at people that are in the arena like you and I, all of you that share the link, share the articles, share other videos and reports. You're the Paul Revere's. You're saving lives. You're stopping the enemy. You haven't given up. You're not on the bench. You're up at the plate, and you know it. And we are winning major battles against the globalists. We haven't won the war yet, but we're going to win this together. So you got to keep hammering them and hammering them. No one with an IQ above 70 could deny what I'm saying. This is so fundamental. This is so simple. And we'll come back from break with this arrogant little monster that isn't so arrogant anymore because of the work you and I and our crew and all of us together did, exposing them and being censored and attacked. It didn't matter because in the end, we were vindicated again.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Attack! Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the globalists may still control the Justice Department and may be able to keep Fauci for a while out of prison, but in the court of public opinion, he is hated. People know he cooked it up with Obama at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They moved it to Wuhan at the EcoHealth Alliance with Peter Daszak. And now he's been caught lying in front of Congress. He had to be pardoned. But in the court of public opinion, he's been totally convicted, and they've got big problems launching new pandemics. Record low, people take their poison shots. We're winning in the information war, and they even admit it, and they can't stand it. So here's Fauci, some of Senator Josh Hawley and others, nailing him yesterday in the Senate hearings where he took the Fifth Amendment. Here it is.
Although it pains me to do so, because of the respect I have for the legislative branch of government and my decades-long record of cooperating with Congress, under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions. Thank you.
Let's just get one thing straight. You don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know, as the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more. Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyers sitting behind you now shifting nervously in their chairs, they know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people. But I think I know why you're doing it. It's because you don't want to answer questions. It's because you did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic, you got rich, didn't you? You got rich while people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over a million in the end, and you were getting rich. And not only were you doing that, you were using federal employees with taxpayer money to apply for and solicit cash prizes for you personally. Cash prizes totaling over $1 million. You did all of that during the pandemic, didn't you? That's a question.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
It was about 6 years ago today that I decided I'm going to give up my businesses, sell them all, run for office, run for the United States Senate. Here I am sitting in front of you for doing that. It is a total disgrace what you did to this country. And if my Democrat colleagues are standing there defending you, I hope the voters of the United States of America watch the clips of every one of you doting on a guy who was more interested in being a celebrity than saving American people. I will make it my mission to make certain that every single one of those Democrats who did that will see that clip over and over and over again. Because there is no defense of what you did. You may have had a 50-plus year legacy of public service, but it ends in total and complete disgrace.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be covering this more in the days to come, and more of the hearing. It was incredible. And Rex in the fourth hour is going to get to some more excerpts of it. He wouldn't even tell Senator Hawley what color his tie was. And that's because he's pardoned for all the previous crimes by Biden, but not perjuring himself to Congress now. Very, very important information. All right, let's shift gears. I believe Candace Owens is a good person. I believe she means well. I've had issues with some of her witnesses and some of her people in the Charlie Kirk assassination story of the last 11 months that absolutely has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And I would simply look at the different theories and do my own research and discredit some, support others. And some people got mad at me saying that I was going with the official story because of that. That's never what happened. I was the person 6 days after, 7 days after that broke the cabinet meeting that was later confirmed, where Kash Patel said under orders of the president, I don't want any foreign involvement looked at when they had evidence of it, according to Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard, who've since come out and talked about that at that meeting. And we also had a month before Charlie was killed, Harrison Smith at a Republican meeting with Ron Paul down by Houston, and where a high-level individual at TPUSA said, yeah, Charlie thinks Israel's going to kill him. And then the text messages later came out, the Candace release, that were real. And so it's healthy to look at exploding microphones. It's healthy when the FBI scooped up the concrete and ordered the crime scene destroyed and covered up, you know, to say what's happening. It's all healthy, because we're also told don't look at any people that helped the 10 different trans supporters in the town that said he'll be dead when he comes tomorrow. Okay? And we know the Tyler Robinson story doesn't, you know, fit. We've gone over all of that. That said, knowing how assassinations work, I don't see a bunch of TPUSA people being involved and things like that. But about a month ago, they had, or 3 weeks ago, they had the preliminary hearings, and the judge wouldn't let people see the footage of the rooftop. And then we saw a bunch of talk show hosts and influencers come out and say, you can see his face, you can pull the trigger, it's him. But some people were shooting video in the courtroom of the screen they weren't supposed to. And you could see up on the screen a little bitty dot running across. Well, now the actual footage has been given to Candace Owens by people inside the system that are pissed off. And I want to play her talking about it here in a moment. And then we have enhanced video of the video. We'll show you the raw video. Then we'll show you the video blown up at different speeds here. This is important. But Tyler Robinson wasn't wearing a black uniform. This individual is. Tyler Robinson, they said, had a limp. This person doesn't have a limp. Tyler Robinson said, they said, got the rifle, put it together. That's 30-odd six. That takes a couple minutes. And then put the scope on. There's not time to do that. It's just a few seconds before he gets prone and shoots. And you see the rifle. You see the person with it. It's not true. And then I explain to people that don't understand guns, a telescopic sight like this, even if you can put it on in a minute or two, it's never dialed in when you've taken a scope off and put it back on, unless it's like a red dot. This wasn't. But that's disproven now, because you clearly see he has the rifle. He doesn't assemble it. And people say, oh, it's a flash of a car. No, he's got like a flag or something. He's giving signals. He also does a classic military maneuver, crawl, infantry crawl. And with, you know, one shot hits him in the neck. Now, this discredits to a certain extent the exploding microphone, because you can't have people coming out saying, oh, this shows the official story isn't true because of, you know, the shooter doesn't walk like him. He's wearing a different outfit. He doesn't assemble the gun. You can't then turn around and say, OK, it's an exploding microphone, too. So it also brings up a lot of other questions here. So I don't think we know the answers. We just know there's a cover up, and we know we're being lied to. But you also can see in the footage that there's no real recoil either, but we've blown it up. So you can make your own decision there. But there are so many angles of this. I posted on X yesterday. We can probably put that up. You know, the points I had to make about it. But the tactical folks have been putting out the official story. Their answer was to put out joke videos showing babies crawling and seals crawling and you know, saying, you know, this is nothing. No, that's a specific, well-trained way that he's doing that. You see the signaling, that's not the flash of cars, and signaling right before he shoots. This is a very well-trained person climbing a building, running, getting prone in just a few seconds, spreading the legs out, you know, professionally, and then taking the shot. Okay, so the official story is not true. We've been lied to. Cash Patel, we know, is involved in a major, major cover-up here, ladies and gentlemen. So this has to be investigated. I can tell you, we've played a clip on the show. I've talked to reporters, I've talked to the family. They say they don't believe this story, but they're intimidated and that everything is basically a lie. That never gets picked up by the media. So I don't specifically know what happened, but I know there's a cover-up of the trans people saying he'll be dead tomorrow. And Cash Patel told TPSA high level, well, we don't think we can convict him. It's a distraction, so we're not going to do it. Okay, so where's the limp? Where's the rifle in his clothes there? It's just not there, okay? So the official story is discredited by this. It also, to a great extent, discredits the exploding microphone. I know people get wedded to different ideas. I just leave an open mind, and I'm calling balls and strikes. We can crowdsource this. You can give us your take. Give us your view. I think Rex should open the phones up in the fourth hour and take your calls on this video and also get some of the other Fauci stuff, but that's up to him. But this is really, really a big deal. And Candace has a right to ask the questions. I have the right to ask questions. I have the right to say what I think is accurate, what I think is not accurate. You don't have 12 colonels in a skiff at Huachuca and a known con artist, you know, just bumbles in and he sees all this going on. That's not how assassinations work. That doesn't mean the other stuff isn't real. Doesn't mean there aren't real questions. And you can disagree with me all day long if you like. The Mitch Snow thing, I'm not going to get into it, but said his wife, you know, locked him in a garage, beat him with a hammer, beat the car, stole his keys. He'd been convicted of that, and she released the footage of him doing that to her. I just said, this is not a credible person, and I believe he's here to discredit you. And I think that's what it did to a certain extent, but we've moved on from that. But I think this really validates and vindicates a lot of what Candace has been saying and doing. I believe she comes to this from a place of believing she's right, and it's a dangerous, tough job she's doing. At the same time, I just really don't see TPUSA, people that work for him for decades or a decade, in a mass thing like this, just because that's just not how these things operate and how these things work. I mean, even trained military and special ops, very small percentage would ever be involved with something this bad and this evil. And you'd have a very small group involved. You wouldn't be recruiting people's inner circle to be part of a spy operation of this highest level in nature. That's just how the real world works, folks. I've explained that many, many times. I've had a lot of people on that are experts that have also concurred with what I've said. So here's Candace Owens' piece on it. And then we'll come back and show you the enhanced footage at regular speed and then at slower speeds. But here is Candace Owens, now extremely vindicated.
This limp that he has in the footage is completely removed. So let's watch that. Okay. Now, what happens next is exactly as my source stipulated. Our rooftop guy begins a tactical crawl. It's actually known in the military as a lateral crawl. Let's watch that. There he goes. And I actually do want to show you side by side so you can actually see a real military man do that alongside this person on the rooftop. Let's bring in that side by side clip. Here we go. That general action right there is known as a lateral crawl. Now, you may have noted, if you're just looking at your eyes, some sort of a flash that just took place, right? We're going to show you that slowed down and just kind of discuss this. We've gone back and forth here. What is that? Is he pulling something out? Is it like a signal mirror? Is it a flag? Was it already on Losey Center? Is it actually something that's in the background that's just catching weird? Is it a car? And we're just thinking that we see this flash, but we're just going to show you that so that it's clear. A back and forth flash there while he's military crawling. Here we go.
Yeah, it's not a car.
Back and forth there.
It's clearly a flag.
Okay.
You see his arm wave back behind him. Plastic signaling.
Next up, what you are going to see is that it's going to look as though, as he gets into position and completes this lateral crawl, that he thrusts something forward in a way that my brain told me it looked like he was unfolding a gun.
Yes.
Truly, that's what my brain told me. Maybe it's because I had this guy and told me about a full AR. I don't know. But it's not definitive. That's me narrating. I'm happy for people to disagree and debate what is seen. But let's just watch that portion here.
This is a highly trained individual. Just look at the shot alone.
Forward, and we can watch that.
Running around the parking lot, climbing a building.
Forward.
Running.
Again.
Signaling.
But more importantly than what we see here is what we're not going to see here. So remember, this is supposed to be a German 98 Mauser family heirloom gun used during World War I and World War II. That'll effectively take your shoulder out when it's fired. Even the newer models, if you go watch people shooting, they're like, oh, my shoulder. And if you're looking through a scope, as he allegedly was, you might even expect a black eye. You will recall that the guy who recorded the footage specifically told us that he saw no recoil. That's pretty crucial. He just saw the guy get up and run.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. This is where Candace is wrong. She's not a gun person. You don't get a black eye when you shoot a high-powered rifle at the scope because you hold your eye back at a certain level. And also anybody, if you know what you're doing with a 30-06, if I shoot him, you see me shoot him. You don't really see recoil because I jam it in to my arm. But for most people, they just put it to their shoulder. You jam the rifle into your shoulder. I mean, 50 cals, they really have a kick other than like a jolt. But you would still see recoil in the shoulder, but it doesn't really hurt you. So her seeing a black eye in the scope, that's just not having a knowledge of this. That's the thing she said that's wrong. Here it is. Let's go back to the Candace video, please.
Here. So remember, this is supposed to be a German 98 Mauser family heirloom gun used during World War I and World War II. That'll effectively take your shoulder out when it's fired. Even the newer models, if you go watch people shooting, they're like, oh, my shoulder. And if you're looking through a scope, as he allegedly was, you might even expect a black eye. You will recall that the guy who recorded the footage specifically told us that he saw no recoil. That's pretty crucial. He just saw the guy get up and run. And that would be, I would argue, were a lawyer in court, that would be impossible for this specific naked model of gun. So let's watch and see if we, with our eyes, can observe some sort of a kickback. And again, I have to apologize. This is not like Benny Johnson 4K footage, but it's at least clear enough here on your screen that you would be able to discern a strong kickback on a gun from somebody who's just laying down, taking a shot. So I'm going to let this run. It's about 50 seconds. And you just let me know if at any point you see that before he gets up and breaks into a sprint. Take a look. There you go. That's that unfolding again. And by the way, if you are listening to this in audio, this is one of these episodes that you actually do have to go watch. So you will have to pivot over to YouTube, to Spotify, somewhere that provides the video, because this is not something that we could just produce on an audio podcast here, unfortunately. But this is going to run. We did have to obviously zoom in and push out those Fed timestamps, but see here, I have 10 more seconds here. Okay, he is up. Anybody see a recoil? I didn't see one, but let's actually put that footage all together uninterrupted. Here we go for you guys to watch.
And as she said, this doesn't translate well to radio or Spotify audio, so we're narrating it. But he runs out on the roof. We're saying it looks like a male. The gate looks like a male. Looks like he's wearing all black. Looks like a jacket. Does the military style maneuver crawl. Signals. That's not the cars back there in the distance. Those on the tree line. Gets in position, spreads his legs back with his toes into the ground to be able to get in that anchored position, which any trained shooter, you know, does on the ground. Gets his bead, and we're supposedly putting a rifle together right now and then screwing the scope on with a telescopic scope. Wouldn't hit the side of a barn. You'd have to bore sight it and then walk in the targeting on a piece of paper. Fast as you could do that, I'd say 5 minutes to put it all together and then sight it in quickly if you were already had the rifle loaded. Could not happen in this time. Getting his bearings and then taking the shot. So that's where we are. Gets up, runs, no limp. There's some type of bag, not a gun in his pants. All right. So now, incredible. I mean, the bigger story is who leaked that to Candace Owens. No one's denying it's not the real footage that the judge said you can't see during the preliminary hearings, but we were all told, oh, you can see his face. Well, no, his face is turned away from the camera. You can see him pull the trigger. No, you can't. But you can see somebody doing classic military-trained maneuvers who's running, getting prone, quickly shooting, and hitting their target. And it could have been a 5.56, you know, frangible round. They have those so that they don't, you know, like in airplanes and things, go through and stop the pressurization. That's what air marshals have. It usually like in a 9mm, like a sheer safety slugs. I tested those out years ago, decades ago, or we'd shoot wet phone books with them, and then they would just go in like an inch and a half and explode out. It'd be a big hole, but a shallow hole, because it dissipates all of its energy. It'll take a person out, but doesn't go through the bulkhead of an airplane. Or in your house, you're shooting, you know, through the wall and kill your kids. In most cases, I think it would still probably go through two pieces of sheetrock, but if it's a stud or something, it's going to stop. So let's run the enhanced footage we have. We have it in regular time, but let's go ahead. We've already shown regular time. Show some of the slowed down enhanced, and then we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. But let's just, when we post this to X and Rumble later and AlexJonesLive.com, let's just put all of the enhanced footage on the end with no audio. For folks so they can see this enhancement that we did for themselves. And we're going to post this to AlexJonesLive.com, an article today after the show's not live, after we cut this out of the live show and post it in full. But Candace Owens appears to have an unedited, undoctored, contiguous or continual video that is undoctored or unedited of this happening. And notice no one's denying it's real. No one's denying that. They're just now making jokes about it. And saying, oh, yes, babies crawl, ha, ha, ha. Well, this guy was very professional, climbed up the building, ran across, got in a prone position, shot Charlie Kirk in the neck, we're told. And now the official story is discredited because you could not put a rifle together of that type and put a scope on. That is impossible to do and have it basically be accurate. And you couldn't even put one together in the time that went on there. And the way he laid down, how is he supposedly, while he's laying down, putting together this rifle, we're told, to do all of this and then put the scope on with the screws and all the rest of it. Absolute, total BS. But there goes the exploding microphone theory as well. Can't be wedded to any of these things. We don't know exactly what happened. We just know there's an FBI ordered cover-up and now a show trial going on. We'll be right back. Show the live feeds are all on shows now and on Rumble. I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigly. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the Big Web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past. But this is Bigly doing it. And the key is it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research. And they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went and I got it from a doctor. And it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years. And I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo. The ivermectin and the mebendazole together. And they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician. And when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors. My own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week. But I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates. And it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make. 1776RX.health. And get your ivermectin, mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to the alexshowstore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research Irish sea moss. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at the alexshowstore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.com. Health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. Out on the streets,
that's where we meet. You're not going to get hardcore wide spectrum analysis on every important topic like you're getting here with myself, my crew, our incredible guest, the debates, exposing the wars, exposing the pandemics, exposing the globalist death cult. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. You, the listeners and viewers, are the sponsors. You are the reason we're here because of viewers and listeners like you. I want to thank all of our AM and FM stations, TV stations, cable stations as well. I salute you all. Remember, this is a participation sport. You are men and women in the arena, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, who love liberty. We are brothers and sisters together in this fight, and I salute you all. Gavin McGinnis is with us for the next hour. He just connected. And hopefully we don't spend the whole time arguing about the Iran war, though we're going to do that up front. It's important. I love Gavin. He's fought for liberty so much. He's a great guy. I don't like the Islamists either. I wish the mullahs could be sent to Mars, but I said the war would fail. I said it would escalate into ground troops. Gavin a few months ago said he would get off the Trump train at that point. We'll see if that's where he's at, because that's what they're gearing up for, getting the national draft and more ready. But it's going to be Rex mainly doing the discussion slash debate with the icon of liberty, Gavin McGinnis, who now is beginning to go to the dark side, it appears, and maybe the spirit animal of Mr. Bubble Wand. We're going to play that Bubble Wand clip again in a moment. This is a powerful secret weapon Trump now has. But getting serious here, we can't do this without you. We're sponsored by you. And the folks at Bigly have launched an amazing thing. It's going to be a full pharmacy. They're already ready. It uses the same backup system and backbone and doctors and nurses that the wellness company uses, 1776rx.health. They've been building this for months, but I told them, I said, let's for the first week just have one product, one prescription to get, so you know it's prescription grade, you know it's amazing, and that is ivermectin with mabenzidol. Both of these are powerful anti-parasitics. Ivermectin's won a Nobel Prize for it. That's why Fauci demonized it so much. And it just stops things replicating, like worms and microplasms and bad bacteria and viruses. But then you've got mabenzidol that's even more powerful. The two work synergistically together. Just do your own research into mabenzidol and ivermectin in studies. Just type in, what is mabenzidol most associated with? It's not just parasites. Do your own research and then know you're getting prescription grade at a very low price, quickly, online, with the medical professionals who can answer your questions at 1776rx.health. Consult your regular physician or healthcare provider as well, 1776rx.health. Everyone, in my view, is what my doctors told me, every year should do a couple cleanses with a regimen of ivermectin and mabenzidol. I've done it. Did it years ago and got it online, didn't do anything because it wasn't real. A lot of fake stuff. You got to get a prescription to make sure you're getting the real stuff, medical grade. It's either weak or watered down or fake if you get it online. So get your ivermectin and your mabenzidol right now as a combo exclusively at 1776rx.health. And that funds the operation, a 360 win. 1776rx.health right now. You put the site up. People, it's a beautiful site. Great folks ready to serve you, medical professionals, right now at 1776rx.health. Thank God Trump passed telemedicine back in his last term. This is helping so many people. 1776rx.health. Get your ivermectin, wind, mabenzidol right now at 1776rx.health. Ivermectin and mabenzidol right now at 1776rx.health. And there's a big sale about to end the next few days at thealexjonesstore.com. So many of our best sellers, like Methylene Red, proprietary product, cleans out your cells, super clean energy and stamina, libido, focus without any letdown, 50% off. A bunch of other products like Ultimate Power, way stronger than Turbo Force, which is an incredible product. If you love Turbo Force, you'll love Ultimate Power. That's 50% off. We have the concentrated 95% liquid turmeric, which is the highest absorption rate. Regular turmeric is 4 to 5%. Give you an idea, this is a 95% curcuminoid. We have the powdered pills as well, but the liquid's even better for absorption. TheAlexJonesStore.com, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more. I want to expand the network. I want to get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. We've done it before. We're going to do it again, but you're the variable. You make the decision on whether or not that happens. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage those that have supported before to keep getting the great new products we have or the stable products you love. And encourage those that have been on the fence. What are you waiting for? I only sell products that really work. It's an adventure to wear our Patriot apparel. Meet like-minded people. Wear your colors proud and loud. But that is a side issue compared to the supplements, the methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, not sexy names, but sexy results at thealexjonesstore.com, powering the InfoWar into the next level. Now let's bring up Gavin McGinnis, the host of Censored TV, one of the most censored people out there, who's launched so many of the main liberty movements we have now in the last 30 plus years. I know Rex wanted to get you on, even though I disagree with you on the war. I don't really spend my time on that when you come on, because we have the left. We have the Democrat Socialists of America winning all the primaries. We have serious problems. I love so much of what Trump's done. But as I told you 3 months ago or so, right when the war started, 150 days ago, I mean, you came on like the first week. I said, I think it's going to go to ground troops. The Moodles aren't going to fall. The Strait's going to be closed. It's going to kill the recovery. And there's going to be a big push for ground war. Now they're pushing it. And Gavin, you said then, we can find the clip. You said, well, if he goes for ground troops, I'm off the Trump train. I wonder if that's your view now. A lot of people say, oh, you got the $7,000 check from the Israelis. I know you're not like that. I know that's not the case. I know you fundamentally don't like the Mullahs. Neither do I. But I wanted to give you a chance to speak to that and debate Rex some about it. I'll be watching and listening. And I really appreciate you being here, my old friend. But then hopefully we can spend some time on the real threat. We can stop World War III. Trump's so front and center right now. They need to implement the war powers. They need to declare war regardless. Congress needs to, you know, weigh in on this. That's the Constitution. And if he continues to try to do ground troops and an invasion that will also fail, 93 million Iranians, million person army, then I do think it's time for impeaching Trump. I don't want to go there, but I've fired the bat signal saying if he keeps doing this, I think that's what we're looking at. But I do want to spend some time on democratic socialists and where you see America going, the midterms and more. So, Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, if we made a bet about Iran, I still wouldn't be paying you yet. I would consider this a war and a failure when we have deaths of American soldiers that rivals the daily problems with, you know, training and exercise. 15 men, what are we at now? 20? That's still what the American military goes through on a regular basis. So I'll be sweating bricks. I'd be nervous right now about having to pay you, but I still would not break my checkbook out until we have substantial boots on the ground, real deaths, journalists there reporting the warfare going on the ground. I still call it a military action. I know it's not looking great for me right now. I will concede that, but I'm still clinging to my checkbook here, not giving up.
Hey, like I said, 152 days ago, I said, if I could hit a button and send them to the Phantom Zone, I'd do it. I'm just concerned because now Trump's like, oh, I'm with Netanyahu. I'm closer than ever. We're going to blow the such and such out of them. And they're, you know, they're warming up the national draft. That's my concern. Well, I'm going to sit here and watch you guys. I really appreciate you being here. Gavin, here's my mini me. He's actually bigger than me. Here's my better, my son, Rex Jones. Here he is.
Yeah. Well, we know each other from the before time. Right. Like I interviewed you before the pandemic. So we've known each other for a while. I really appreciate you, Gavin, especially Rebel Media growing up as a kid watching you. You're a big creative influence on me. And I think you're a very funny guy. I just with all this, I'm 23 years old. They're talking about implementing the draft, the running simulations for it. You say that we still wouldn't be paying you because you don't consider this to be a war. You consider it to be a military action. How can you deny the clear escalation ladder? And how can you say those deaths don't count?
Well, first of all, let's start with the first thing. You said you especially remember me from Rebel. You know what that means, right? It means you don't watch me anymore. You don't watch censor.tv. You do not subscribe. So it's not especially, Rex.
That's not true. That's an assertion of yours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to give you credit.
What was your favorite thing about the show yesterday?
I love you. I love you. I'm trying to give you credit.
What was your favorite thing about yesterday's show?
I'm not a daily watcher. I see your clips. Come on, man. It's all or nothing.
A yearly watcher, Rex.
Hold on. If it's all or nothing with the show, it's all or nothing with the dead bodies, right? Is that not the same standard? Come on, Unc.
Yeah. Well, how many American soldiers died yesterday? Here's the thing, Rex. I used to have this gay neighbor upstate, and we were lighting off fireworks on July 4th, and his ugly little dog disappeared. And he was like, my dog's dead. And he started crying and everything. I'm not saying you're a crybaby, but I went up to him. I was like, dude, your dog's not. He just disappeared during fireworks. They all disappear during fireworks. Don't panic. And what happened to about, you know, 12 hours later, his dog showed up and all those tears were for nothing. I'm not saying you and your dad are nuts. I know it looks very bad for me, but as of 1:43 p.m. on July 29th, I can still argue that this is a military operation. I'm still on the Trump train. Yes, there's talk of Netanyahu. There's war hawk talk. There's neocon talk. But as far as what's really going on, I still am not paying you guys the $100 I bet.
All right, let me ask you a question because you're kind of pointing to Netanyahu there. You diminish his role a little bit. He just described his relationship with President Trump when asked by reporters as they say, are there cracks in the relationship? He says, no, it's a wall of granite. What do you think of that? Did he drag us into this war? Did he create it?
There is an argument for that that's much more pragmatic than people think. The basic, you know, anti-Trump argument is that Netanyahu said, hey, Trump, be my bitch. Go there and go attack Iran. I don't think that's what happened. I think what happened was Trump knew Israel was attacking Iran. He knew there was going to be retaliation. So to minimize American damage, he was all but forced to get in there and blow up a lot of Iran's capabilities. So their retaliation towards Israel didn't hurt America too much. But as I said on that Brandon Straka debate, this is a very bold and crazy move that I admire. That's what New York real estate guys do. They make big
moves. You admire the war?
I do. So far, I admire the war. The war.
Oh, but so is it a war? You just said it was.
It's not a war. No.
How does that work? No, you can't pick and choose, man.
Stop yelling at me!
Okay. I love you.
Let's not get drowned in syntax here.
What about American blood? Can we drown in that? Because that's what the water is. That's what the ground is watered with in the Middle East right now. Those 18 Americans.
How many Americans have died in this quote unquote war in Iran?
Sarah Gonzalez, Tyler Woodall, Michael, and Angel. They just died in the last wave of attacks. And so those are the people we know about. Do you trust the numbers coming out of DOJ? You think they're telling us the truth?
Okay, so I think the total is what, 18?
Yeah, but why does it matter? One is too many. All right, let me give you a quote. I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to directly reference something that you just said. This is what Marco Rubio said on March 1st. Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation, so we had to respond. We had to join them in their initial wave of attack. Is that not them taking us to war?
Sure. I mean, you could argue that, but it's not a war yet. There's military operations like this 365 days a year. That's what America is. We have to intervene. I'm an isolationist, by the way. I'm a Buchananite. I don't consider this a war. A war is boots on the ground to a substantial degree. A war is journalists there reporting on it. Oh, my God, there was a bomb. Yeah, we're running through the Straits of Hamas right now. That's a war.
But what about world?
By the way, I like that you're freaking out. I want InfoWars to freak out by all means. But we need you there in your worst case scenarios. But I'm the glasses half full and I'm still on the Trump train because I am optimistic that this will be good for us in the long run. This will lead to more control of oil in the Middle East. This will shift the power dynamic from Lloyd's of London and Britain deciding who does what over there to us deciding what
all
who
right,
does what
let me still
so if
man.
It goes bad, China wins and we're screwed. So it's a massive gamble.
How are we supposed to fight China or fight Russia when we have no standoff munitions? According to CNN, we've used over 55%. I think it's more accurate we used over 90, but we can debate that number. The same with the precision guided bombs. We're almost out of those. So if we need to fight China.
There could not be a better time to be, quote unquote, vulnerable in front of China and Russia right now. Russia is embroiled in Ukraine and has been for many years. They're hanging by a thread. China is, I don't know what happened to China, but they've lost their military. They've got no balls anymore. They have deteriorated to the lowest point they've been in decades. So I'm not scared.
Where does that information come from, that they're degraded and depleted? Because last time I checked, they were doing exercises right outside Taiwan and trying to do the Belt of Pearl strategy to take the South China Sea. I don't know anything about that.
We can sit here with footnotes all day long.
This is the truth. No, they're not footnotes. It's the geopolitical reality. I report on this every single day, 6 hours live every single day, talking about the war at 2 a.m. when it started, Gavin. It is a war. It is an energy world war. That is what all of this is. That's what Ukraine is. That's what Iran is. And it's a 500-kilometer line of constant conflict. That is a world war. It is not a military action. It is not a strategic engagement. It is World War III. That's what all this is. You can say it hasn't truly begun yet, World War III in earnest, but there are regional wars that you deny. These are not regional conflicts. These are regional wars. Do you understand that?
I strongly disagree. I never knew the term war could be so subjective, but I strongly disagree. I think that China has had their military decapitated. I can send you a link after this if you want. But, you know, the last time I talked to your dad was a couple weeks ago. And I said, if this becomes a war, I'm off the Trump train. I'm still on the Trump train. I don't consider this a war yet. And, you know, you can kvetch and moan about how we're in World War III. And I'm happy to join you when we get there. But, you know, this is a matter of opinion at this point.
I don't think so. I don't think so. When we use over half our standoff munitions, I don't think it's a matter of opinion. I think it's a matter of numbers, logistics, and fact. We don't have the missiles to fight a conflict. We degraded our own military, Gavin. We did the thing we said we were going to do to Russia. Is that not true?
That's what happens when you blow people up. You run low on bombs. I don't think you hate Iran enough. I don't think you hate Islam enough. Islam is destroying the West currently. They've already invaded our country. Aren't you in Texas?
Is that Shia or Sunni? Is that the Takfiri Wahhabists that we set up in Saudi Arabia that brought that to the West? Or is that them? They were over there. We killed their Pope. We killed their religious leader. We made them mad. It's like attacking an ant pile.
Well, you're talking like the problem with Islam is new. We've never not had a problem with Islam. This goes back to the Crusades. This goes back to the Ottoman Empire. They're incompatible with the West. The yin and yang of Earth is us versus Islam, I guess versus communism too. But we've always had a problem with them. And I think this is actually, you're making me like this more now, the more we speak. I'm actually enjoying.
Well, yeah, you're a neocon.
I'm not a neocon. I hate neocons. I'm a isolationist, but I would put this under the blanket.
How can you say you're isolationist when you support this military action, as you call it? How does that work?
You need to do military actions once in a while. You have to flex your muscles. Here's an analogy, Rex. You're on the prison yard. Once in a while, if you're the king of the prison yard, you have to get in a little tussle. You have to get in a fight to remind everyone that you're the boss. Remember when Tony Soprano randomly beat up his assistant there after he got out of the hospital? He didn't want to do that. He didn't like it. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't World War III, but it reestablished Tony Soprano as the head of the family, as the head of that crew. I don't think the Sopranos are a family.
You know what? You know what? I can see the logic there. I can see the logic there. My problem with the analogy is that we're not the mob boss. The mob boss is being blackmailed by the gold digger. That's what's going on here. Israel got us into this conflict. You talk about Islam being a threat. I totally agree. Ayatollah never called me a goy. Ayatollah never tried to kick me off the internet. That was all people here.
Are you paraphrasing Muhammad Ali when he said Vietnam never called me N?
No, I didn't think about that, but I guess so. Unintentionally, maybe. Unintentionally.
Yeah. That's what Muhammad Ali said. Yeah, dude, we should move on to another subject because we're getting into Beatles versus Rolling Stones, right?
That's totally fair. I want to ask you about that. Go ahead.
I'm not calling it a war. When it's a war, I will say you're right, I'm wrong. You know what? I've never done this before. We're making a retroactive bet. Me and Rex right now shaking on it. I'll pay you $100 if this becomes a war. You pay me $100 if we get out of there unscathed. I have a feeling we'll disagree on unscathed, so I'll lose
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. We can shake on that digitally. That's good. I hope that you're right, Gavin. Let's talk about something else, because here's the thing. That panel debate, and I want to do those myself. It's a very good format with the walkaway guy. You and Owen had an exchange about Epstein. What is your Epstein position?
Similar to Iran in that I don't care yet. There is enough real deal, tangible, disgusting pedophiles like this guy they just caught in Tacoma raping 4-year-olds. Like, here's my problem with Epstein. So far, all I can see is pubescent and post-pubescent girls. That's disgusting. It's not my cup of tea, but it's the same as Motley Crue and Led Zeppelin. And my beef with everyone freaking out on 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds is you dilute the term pedophile. And now when we hear about this guy in Tacoma, when we hear about the Mexican cartels literally trafficking children, we lump it in with some dumb 16-year-old sluts who don't have a reasonable dad. And we see it all as the same thing. There's disgusting creeps who have sex with adolescent girls. They make me sick. And then there's pedophiles who have sex with 5-year-olds, and there's plenty of that. Those throats need to be slit.
How can you say that he didn't do the things you're talking about as vile? When, here, just throw this up again, crew. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison for conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse minors. Now, I don't see how we can go from here into saying he's just a pervert. I really don't get it. Why is Ghislaine in jail?
That doesn't mean anything. This is the same justice system that murdered Jeffrey Epstein.
What?
Or took him away. Let me rephrase that. This is the same justice system that disappeared Jeffrey Epstein. The populace doesn't know what happened with that. So I don't trust the Ghislaine Maxwell thing. Just like Iran, the second you show me an 11-year-old raped on that island, I'm in. I want to talk about it all day. But we've been talking about all of this, these hypotheticals. And again, it's good that someone is out there on the front lines like you guys fighting for the hypotheticals, but I'm here in actual tangible evidence. And all I see is adolescents on Epstein Island. And I want us to focus on real molestation. We have real bona fide serious pedophiles. And don't you think it's unusual, by the way, that the Epstein experts like Owen, who's a friend of mine, they never talk about any other pedophilia. They don't seem concerned with the drag queen story hour pedophiles.
That's not true. Owen covered that on air for 10 years straight. I watched War Room growing up. That's completely not true. Like Owen would pioneer that type of content.
I don't hear the Epstein people talk about the three-year-olds pedophiles. You know what I mean? The pedophiles who are with actual children. They seem totally 100% focused on Epstein with no other pedophilia.
I think the idea is that some monster freakazoid that's trying to diddle little kids is not the same thing as a billionaire influence peddler who potentially has blackmail and all these powerful people. He had power of attorney over Les Wexner, billionaire. He was on the Trilateral Commission. This is not a normal guy. When you have not a normal guy engaging in influence peddling, blackmailing, that's also a pedophile, people have a lot of questions, Gavin. I do. I consider he's evil.
One thing I want to make clear, too, is I am 100% convinced, and so are most people who are interested in this subject, I'm 100% convinced that Epstein worked with Mossad and they blackmailed the Democrats because the Democrats were starting to drift away from Israel. So they said, let's blackmail Clinton and the like and say, you either support Israel or we're going to show you banging 16-year-olds. That's what I think Epstein Island was. I obviously don't like that. I don't like that Israel is using their secret service to terrorize our politicians, but it was Democrats. So they're not high on my priority list. Their rights. Bill Clinton's sex life is not high on my priority list.
All right. So you acknowledge and establish the intelligence connection. We both agree with that. We're about to go to break.
I never doubted that. Yeah. I never doubted that.
I want to go to break because we have to go to break. I want to plug really quick and come back with the Ilhan Omar stuff. I think that's something that we'll agree on there. I think that should be pretty fun. But I want to tell you guys, thealexjonesstore.com. I want you to check out the Power Drive bundle. That's Methyl Drive Power Plant. Two products made to be taken in tandem coordination with Methylene Blue. Methylene Blue is such an incredible product. We have it on the store available for you. 80% reorder rate, higher than that even. Please go get it, thealexjonesstore.com. We don't stay on air unless you fund us. See you right back with Gavin after these messages.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind it breaks. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. So we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
New grape flavor bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now.
All-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby.
The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby.
thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.